And we are back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and joining us here for the final segment of our show, we have some guests from the Douglas Recreation Center here on In Focus. Dave Baker, the director at the Douglas Center. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Good morning.
Pleasure to have you on. We also have Kyla Kellerman joining him, Recreation and Fitness Coordinator. Good morning, Kyla.
Hello, everyone.
Pleasure to have you both on, and we've got some big news happening at the Douglas Center. We're less than a week away, as I understand it, from a big ribbon cutting. Is that right, Dave?
That is correct. It'll be next Thursday at 3:30 p.m.
Next Thursday, 3:30 p.m. Okay, so how's this going to work? We haven't seen in-person events in a while, so how's that going to work for you next Thursday?
Well, of course, you know, the facility is a good size, and so we'll be able to have a number of people inside the building and still keep social distancing. And so we're just excited to get this new facility open.
I've seen some pictures online. I know some different people have shared some images of it. I think Aaron Estabrook, one of the city commissioners, took a walkthrough recently, and I saw those on his Facebook page. What a fabulous looking facility you've got there.
Well, I think, Brandon, this facility is going to just do wonders for this community. This is something that the community has needed for some time, especially in this part of town. And so it's just going to be a great addition to our recreation department in this community. And we're just so looking forward to getting it open.
Let's kind of jump back a little bit. About a year ago here at this time, March 2020, that's about when construction started. And what was your thinking back then when we had that, knowing we were going into a pandemic, and then now being here and having it come to fruition?
Well, actually, the groundbreaking was on March the 4th. And today is March the 18th or 19th. Mm-hmm. Never in my mind did I think we would be here this quick. Had the pandemic not come along, we would be in that building now. But even with that, to get this building built and constructed and ready to open in a year, I think is just fantastic. And I guess we have to give our kudos to Trinium Construction and Bruce Millen, the architect. And so it's just been something exciting to be a part of.
I know this is the community's recreation center, but having it specifically in that neighborhood down there on the south side of town, it's going to do wonders, I think, for that for those people who live down there.
Well, you're absolutely right, and not only for the people that live down here, you know, since I have been here, the old Douglas Center, which is where we are now, it's really evolved and been more used in the community by all the community. And even though, you know, we're here on the south side, I think this is going to bring the community, all the community, to this location to use these facilities.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're looking forward to that next Thursday. There's the big ribbon cutting. And then the facility will open, as I understand.
That is correct. And we're just excited to do that. I'll let Kyla speak here a little bit about the hours that we're going to be open and some of the things that we'll be doing there.
Hey, Brandon. So we will be full operation Friday, right after the ribbon cutting. And Friday, you come in between 8 and 6. The gym will be open. We'll be playing pickleball at 8:30. Basketball will be in the afternoon, and then our fitness area will be open. So as long as you are registered for our fitness program, or we can get you going in. Saturday will be open full operation as well from 10 to 4, and then Monday we'll continue rolling with our open hours from 8 to 9.
Okay, very good. I'm really looking forward to that elevated walking track. I think that's something we don't really have here in the community right now, at least for that's open to the public, and that's going to be available as well?
Absolutely. It's an elevated track. It takes 13 times around for a mile. It's a little small, probably compared to some other big facilities, but usually if you're walking and talking, you can you can get them out pretty quickly. And so it's going to be a nice place to be in the wintertime or when the weather's bad. And then summertime when it's too hot, you don't want to be outside. So it's just going to do so much for our community. And we're just looking so forward to getting it open.
Well, Kyle, I might ask, are you going to have some sign-ups for fitness classes coming up pretty soon?
Not immediately when we open full operation. We're still working on a later date and time to bring those classes back. COVID depending right now. So we're hoping for fall, I think we'll be set to go by then.
Okay, very good. But once those do pick up, you'll have plenty of space for it, it looks like. You'll have a fitness room for yoga and other classes, huh?
Absolutely. We do have a personal fitness room where those classes will take place, and it's very large. Plenty of people can fit in there, and we have open windows to where you can see out around everything as well.
Okay. As far as equipment that's available for people to use, what are we talking about in, out at the Douglas Center?
Well, we were very blessed. The community made donations for the equipment, and we have top-of-the-line equipment for our fitness area. We don't have a lot, but we have enough to do what we need to do. And I want to commend the community for making the donations that they made, because we just didn't have that money to get the kind of things that we do have there. So I think when the people come and see what we have, they'll be pleasantly surprised, and it's going to make people want to come and use this facility.
All right, very good. And it looks like there are some user fees here. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, the only user fees that we'll have will be for the fitness area. There'll be a minimum fee for that, but the rest of using the facility is going to be basically free, just like it was here at the Douglas Center. There will be a rental for the community room, but other than that, this facility right now is a free facility, just like the Douglas Center has been. So we really haven't deviated from that at this time.
All right. Well, that being said, I'm feeling it's going to be very popular. Is there any limitations to how many people can be in there if you do happen to get really busy?
We do have limitations for, certain activities that take place in the gym. Like for pickleball, two courts, you can only play two people per side, just to help keep those numbers down. Basketball, only two people can shoot through a hoop. Basketball games are going, only one team can be in there awaiting as the two teams are playing against one another. So we do still have some limitations on the number of people to be in there. Same with the fitness area, where all the equipment is 6 feet apart, but we're still going to have to watch those numbers and make sure we don't overcrowd and people are too close to one another.
All right, very good. Again, we're speaking with Kyla Kellerman and Dave Baker at the Douglas Activity Center, 925 Yuma Street. They're getting ready for a grand opening and ribbon cutting. Next Thursday is the ribbon cutting. The facility opens to the public on Friday. And I think you mentioned the hours, but maybe we kind of go over those one more time here, what you'll be open.
Sure. Friday will be 8 to 6. Saturday will be 10 to 4. We are closed on Sundays. And then Monday through Thursday will be from 8 to 9.
Okay, so plenty of opportunities for people to get out there. That's going to be such a nice facility to have in the community. As mentioned, I think there's a real want for more recreational activities here in the community, and having a place like this is going to be a big benefit. Is there anything else we should know maybe we haven't talked about yet?
Well, Brandon, I think the biggest thing that I would say is Manhattan has been lacking with indoor facilities, and not only the Douglas Center, but the Susan B. Anthony facility is going to open up soon after ours, and then the one at Eisenhower. And I think the Manhattan community is going to be pleasantly surprised how much difference these new facilities will make, because we've not had enough indoor facilities. And so I think it's going to change a lot of things, the way people feel about parks and recreation here in Manhattan, Kansas, once these facilities are open.
All right. is there any opportunities for business sponsorships inside the Douglas Center, like a scoreboard or anything like that?
That's been talked about, and that's still that those discussions are still going on, and not only with the Douglas Center but the other facilities as well. So nothing has been decided at this point, but those discussions are ongoing.
Well, very good. Well, it's going to be exciting. As we've said, this is such a historic place in our community down there, the Douglas Center, and what it means to so many people. And I think people may come back to Manhattan, maybe who weren't, maybe who've moved away and come back, and they're going to see this facility, and they're going to just be blown away.
Well, if this facility makes people come back to Manhattan, you know we're doing the right thing.
Absolutely. Well, Dave, Kyla, we're looking forward to it. We'll have one of our reporters out there next Thursday, and we'll look forward to seeing that facility get underway and get activities going again.
Thank you. We appreciate it, and we're really looking forward to getting it open.
Sounds good. Dave Baker and Kyla Kellerman joining us here from the Douglas Activity Center. What a wonderful opportunity here. Again, the ribbon cutting is next Thursday, 3:30 p.m., out at the Douglas Center, 925 Yuma Street, and then they will get things going Friday, March 26th. Stephen, that's going to be a lot of fun for our community.